Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Surprise, surprise, here we are to have our think session, our daily think session here on the DJV program, discussion of issues of the day, things that are going on, fun stuff, positive things, what are you thankful for? All those are good questions to answer. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. The unique, sort of compelling, significant value of this program is that you can listen and be on par with one or the other or both. Or all of us, I guess, as far as that's concerned, with an eye toward the ongoing coronavirus thing. But I'm a little tired of that being the lead every day, every moment.
Okay.
So Jennifer, take
You're
us in a different street. Yes, tired of it.
All right, you want to talk instead of the Duck Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty? I thought that was gone. Or are you talking about
Duck Dynasty?
What?
You know the TV show, Duck Dynasty, right?
I do. We're going to have to reconnect with you in a second, so... page two here. We all got this little bit of a kerfuffle from time to time, technology-wise. I noticed, Victoria, that the Italians and the French and the Spanish planning to gradually ease confinement measures because they think the worst of this is behind them. Is it? I guess they won't know until they try it, right?
Yeah, we won't really know until people are out in the world again. Over the weekend, Governor Cuomo in New York, where I am, he is starting to roll out his plan, phase one, which is in conjunction with, which is the smart thing to do. It's in conjunction with New Jersey, Long Island, and Southern Connecticut. That's the tri-state area that basically feeds New York City as business, as far as business goes and commuting and things like that. So everything is going to be orchestrated together. Because if you have one group doing one thing and 15 minutes away, you know, if you open golf courses, he uses as an example, if you open beaches and golf courses on Long Island, people from Connecticut and New Jersey who want to play golf or go to the beach, if they're closed where they are, they're just going to travel, and you're creating more of a problem. So everything has to be done together. And his plan is going to start with opening up what the definition of essential businesses are, and if companies can do it safely and protect their workers, that's going to be phase one. It's going to wait. They're going to wait 2 weeks in between each phase to see if the number of new cases goes up. Because then we know we need to, you know, he's been talking about it as like a pressure valve.
Right.
And he said if you open that valve too fast, you know, then we're right back to square one. And so, and you know, look, I teased you about the Spanish flu, but people are looking at that the way that that came in three waves. The second wave was a lot worse than the first, and that's what everyone's trying to avoid this time. So I think it's smart. Roll it out by 2 weeks at a time and see how it goes. You know, in New Jersey, unfortunately, over the weekend, we didn't have great news. We've got like three or four counties that have slid backwards because they've started disobeying the stay-at-home orders. They're going out. They're in groups. And now the new data is already showing new cases in four counties.
What about Jacksonville and the Florida beaches down there? And I know that there have been some beaches that opened up, or there seem to be a lot of activity, Jennifer, on a couple of in L.A. County and down in San Diego County. So
LA
is there...
County is still closed, but Orange County, San Diego and LA are closed. Orange and Ventura, however,
were
open.
Okay, I knew it was a couple of them.
And the beaches were packed this weekend, so we'll see if there was a spike or if people are able to responsibly go to the beach without the government having to shut it down. It was really hot here this weekend, and so one of the things that you have to remember is that it's not just about the coronavirus. You have senior citizens who are trapped in their homes, and it's 95 degrees outside, and they don't have air conditioning. So what are we going to do for those people? Are there going to be cooling centers? The mayor opened up cooling centers and then encouraged old people to go to those. So I thought the idea was to keep old people indoors and away from all of that, but now we're encouraging them to go to cooling centers. So it's a mess, and as the weather gets hotter, especially in places where it really does get hot, like Los Angeles, we're going to have to figure out how much you can keep people trapped at all and what we're going to do to combat it when we're out there.
Very difficult at this point in time to know what's right. And what, because it maybe feels differently to you than it did to somebody else, but, you know, it's still, think about what's good for you and your family first.
Well, and what's others, not helping is the mixed messages that are coming from the news media. I mean, it's, you know, it's the perfect example with the masks. How long did they tell us that the masks were actually detrimental to us? Now they tell us, well, you wear masks to protect other people, not yourself. And now they're telling us you wear the mask to protect yourself and other people. It's just, it's a lot of mixed messages in it. And it makes your faith in what they're telling you waver because every day it's a different story.
Yep. I found some masks online, by the way, and I bought 4 boxes of them over the weekend. I was looking for something else, and the thermometer.
What kind of masks?
The regular, you know, medical facial
masks.
Made
in China?
No, I made sure of that before I, you know. They were made in New Jersey, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to remember what the brand was. I'll go back and
look. Where did you find them? Because a lot of people still say they can't find them.
I was on a website looking for a thermometer because the thermometer that I had didn't work. So I saw this new, you know, you just put it on your forehead and it works. And then there are other things that came up. You know, when you buy online, there's always, okay, other people bought this when they bought that.
See, this is what's concerning me. What website were you on? Because there are so many stories of people paying for masks and then they never get them because it's not real.
This
happened to me with paper towels on Amazon.
No, I bought paper towels in Wegmans last night. They were all over the place. Tons of them. So, and they were $10.99 for 10 rolls. I don't even know how much they cost usually a roll. How much paper towels usually a roll? Does that sound about right?
I don't know. It's probably the cheaper ones,
yeah.
But anyway, what site were you on that you ordered this stuff?
Jennifer, tell us your story, and let me go back, and I'll find it, and I'll tell you what
site it was. So I was just going to tell you the story about Duck Dynasty, and that is that apparently they were victimized this past weekend after someone did a drive-by shooting and shot off 8 to 10 rounds on Friday afternoon. Now, the story really didn't get attention until just this week, but Willie Robertson, the younger Duck Dynasty guy, said, "We were pretty shook up." He said, "It looks like they were just spraying bullets across the property." He did it in broad daylight. No one was injured, but one of the shots went through the bedroom window and was actually lodged in the wall. They have no suspects, but they feel like they were definitely targeted. He said, "I'm 100% certain that we were targeted intentionally, but I don't know why." He said most of his family is staying indoors because of coronavirus. His daughter was on Instagram, Sadie Robertson, and confirmed the report. She said, "News is true if you've seen it. We had someone shoot up our property. Just wanted to say we are all okay. It shook us up, of course, but we are so thankful everyone in the family is okay, especially after one of the bullets flew through the window of my brother's home. The timing of where we were at the time was crazy protection because we had all just gone inside." Crazy,
that's
though.
Scary.
Wow.
All right, so the website is ProTherm. It's I got my tracking number for this whole thing. So if you go to ProTherm, you can Google it or go to ProTherm.com. I think I'm looking for the website itself. ProTherms.com. Pro-Therms.com.
Okay.
All right? There you go. And it has a forehead thermometer that I bought. You could only buy one, and then I saw the box of
Now, why do you need this thermometer?
Masks. Well, because I think I've never had a I was trying to check my temperature because they said it's one of the things to do.
Right.
And I found the one that I had goes back to the last century, so it didn't work.
Yeah, you need a thermometer.
Well.
That's okay.
So,
plus, if it's the kind that you scan on people's foreheads, if you ever do open the ice cream shop again, other than
I'll open the ice cream shop. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Well,
you'll have to
take your temperature probably.
We had a great weekend again. This weekend, Saturday was a beautiful day, and we had cars. If you go to EastleyFarm.com, you see the lines of cars going around, and we set the traffic in a different pattern this week so they could see the cows out in the pasture and they could go by the manure pile. We thought that would be instructive for people to see what goes on the farm. So there you go.
Very appetizing.
Yeah, it's great. Great stuff. Anyway, so that's that story. In a moment, I'm not sure that I got the end all and the be all, Victoria, and Jennifer, your comment on the fact that Italy, France, and Spain are easing their lockdowns. They've lost 70,000 people there altogether. Italy says it'll reopen its manufacturing sector next week. Spain allows outdoor family activities and exercise next weekend. In France, they're going to work to have a coordinated strategy, it would look like, Parliament is going to somehow dissect that this week. Italy says schools will remain closed till the fall. France is looking at having children go to classrooms on May 11th. So they really are opening things up over there. And as Victoria said a little bit ago, this is something, we go back to the Spanish flu in 1918 when they thought everything was good and everybody could be safe. They opened up again, and bingo, it was worse the first time around. Let's hope that's not the case.
Yep.
But we're going to have to open up. Something's got to, even though so many things are going to change about the reality of everything going forth, I think this is going to be a very interesting summer in lots of different ways. 16 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here we are, more or less between a rock and a hard place. Is there a balance we can strike between opening things up? We're talking about countries that are opening up their economy so people can make a living. And then we have the question about whether we do it too quickly, which could continue the spread, trigger a second wave of the pandemic. This is going to be the discussion. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we can do this and do it intelligently.
Yep.
Don't pay attention to what they tell you is happening in China or Iran but pay attention to what's happening in Europe. I think that's accurate and makes sense. 21 after the hour here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Before half the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, you and me, with a music focus on three Kentucky music festivals that are supposed to take place in September. They've been canceled because of the uncertainty about the return of large gatherings. Wow, why are you canceling it so soon? I don't get that. That's kind of an overreaction, I would say. It's a Hometown Rising Country Music Festival, the Hard Rocker Louder Than Life Festival, and the Music and Whiskey Festival, Bourbon and Beyond, all the Knicks. I think that's, I don't understand that. I wouldn't.
We'll keep reading because there's a statement why.
All right. Gary, thank you. Three Louisville events, yeah. All set for the Highland Festival Grounds at Kentucky Exposition Center. We're supposed to begin with Hometown Rising. Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley, Old Dominion were all among the artists on the bill. The producers said, quote, even though the festival's not till September, the advanced planning realities of producing three back-to-back-to-back events have necessitated that a decision be made sooner than later. Our decision also conforms with the advice of health officials. We're working really hard to bring as much of our 2020 lineups back to next year. Full refunds for the events known as the Louisville Trifesta will be available. So that's how you get your money back when they cancel these performances. But I don't know. I still think it's a little early for that. That's my own read. People can say yes.
Well, the logistics.
No,
I've worked on music festivals, and it's a year. It's a year in advance of planning.
Yeah.
Because permits and it's such a. There's so much more that goes into it than people can imagine. So I totally understood that. Even though it feels like, oh, why we could do everything. You know, everything will be up and running in July or August, and then we can just have the festival. That's not enough time to get that all going.
Yeah. Okay. Up next here, musically, 26 after the hour, Nathaniel Radcliff has released a song for Willie Nelson, who doesn't turn 87 until Wednesday, but Radcliff is already celebrating. He released the track Willie's Birthday Song, which features Willie's sister, Bobby Nelson, on the piano. Pass me that joint. It's Willie's birthday.
It's Willie's birthday. Wipe away all your tears. Now the world gone crazy, but we still got Willie and all the good things he's done for us here.
That is the song. Pretty much it. The song is the latest entry in Radcliffe's Marigold Singles Series, which raises money for his foundation, the Marigold Project, in support of economic and social justice organizations. Going to release an all-star video for the track on Nelson's actual birthday this week, which will feature Willie's sons Lucas and Micah lending background vocals.
Sam Stones, welcome home. Didn't last too long.
Yeah, you read the song. He debuted the song during Nelson's 420 variety show, Come and Toke It, that took place last week. A summer vinyl release is also planned. Past Marigold singles include Great Living John Prine singing Sam Stone, which is what you're listening to now. Where's Prine?
And the gold rolled through his veins like a thousand railroad trains. And ease his mind in the hours that it chose. All the kids ran around.
Simple this is. And they've also, besides Sam Stone, an edition of Prine's Summer End by Ray Liff and Courtney Marie Andrews.
Come on home.
Pretty simple, straightforward stuff, ladies, yeah?
Yeah, I think I'm a real Nathaniel Rateliff fan. It's just, I love his voice. He's got such a cool...
How old is he?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't know. Guys, like, you look at him and you can't tell how old he is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not a little like Bob Dylan. Certain amount of
he's 41.
41, yeah. Sounds older than that. All right, so that's that story. 28 After on the DJV Story Program.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offering coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and with a 14.9 millimeter profile, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. Impressive specs include a 10th gen Intel Core i7 processor, up to 16 gigs of RAM, there's SSD storage, two Thunderbolt 3 USB-C ports, and fast Wi-Fi 6 connectivity. And you can leave the charger at home as this laptop lasts up to 24 hours on a single charge. When it comes to software, this ExpertBook runs Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro, which gives you all the features of Windows 10 Home, plus enterprise-grade security, powerful management tools like single sign-on, and enhanced productivity with remote desktop and Cortana. Order the Asus ExpertBook B9450 at asus.com/US.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133, the NASDAQ up 95, the S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's back to work on Capitol Hill.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hazlett, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
For the next 3 or 4 months, this will be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make smart moves.
Hazlett speaking outside the White House. I'm Tim Berg.
A high school student in Florida has quite a decision to make when it comes to going to college this fall. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The Florida high school senior is being praised for earning acceptance to all 8 Ivy League schools across the U.S. Jacksonville native Craig McFarland accepted to Yale, Princeton, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Dartmouth, Cornell University, and Harvard. And his acceptance letters were not limited to Ivy League schools. Craig was also accepted to 17 other colleges and universities. The 18-year-old is a valedictorian of his graduating class at Stanton College Preparatory School and has a weighted GPA of 4.98. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sure, if this is a dramatic open, but it's 34 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. And behind the scenes info, I think, is always fun around here. Dougie had a little fall this weekend, and I think he's moving around a little slow. So we will, we'll,
really?
Right? Is that, you a little slow today?
That could be what it is. Yes, yes.
Well, you didn't have like a slip and fall like an old man. You were climbing on some sort of machinery and fell off of that. So we don't
It was rainy here yesterday, and I was climbing on the bumper of a truck to get up on the back so that we could put some machinery.
Right.
And so I slipped and whacked my right side. Excuse me. When I take a deep breath.
Do you have any cows left?
Yes. No, there are cows.
Okay. Other than milking most cows, is there a reason for you to be working in the rain on a Sunday?
No.
Yeah, because we had some. We were cleaning out.
Yuck,
we were working on another farm, and the
no.
farm is closed down, and so we were cleaning out a barn from another
rain
farm.
Day. And rain day.
That's a good
you could take a rain day.
Day. Well, I did. I went to the grocery store. Did that. That's good. After a while. All right. So we're not talking about me. Let's remember every good day. Think about something I said earlier, and I say it frequently. We need to be thankful for the many things in our lives that are good, whether it's the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees, whatever it is. Think about last week was Earth Week. A lot of things we we're thinking about, I think, very appropriate to think about a lot. Think about how this all fits together. And then think about your day yesterday, opportunity you have today to make it a better day than yesterday, and that goes every day you can make better than the day before. So here with an attempt to make this a special day is Victoria with a creepy story. Okay, Victoria.
This is a creepy story.
Creepy.
Okay, so I feel like somewhere in my memory, Jen has mentioned that this is something that would really just freak her out. If not, I think it still will. So there's a woman in Paraguay, and she miraculously sprung back to life while she was in a body bag. I feel like Jen has mentioned, like, you know.
Yeah, because I feel like that's going to happen with me. Like, I'll be like, hey, guys, I was just taking a nap.
So what happened was this woman, her name is Gladys Duarte, no relation to that crazy guy over in the Philippines. She suffers from ovarian cancer. She was admitted into a hospital on Saturday morning. She experienced a severe spike in blood pressure. And then 2 hours later, her treating physician mistakenly declared her, she's 46 years old, he declared her dead and handed a death certificate to her husband and daughter. Now, she was, apparently because of the spike in blood pressure, she had lost consciousness for some amount of time, or she was sedated. That's unclear. But undertakers transported her. They thought it was a cadaver. She's inside the body bag. And luckily, one of the drivers, when they dropped her body off at the funeral home, one of the drivers noticed that the bag was moving. Can you even imagine? So now they're calling her a zombie and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, they unzip the bag and they realize that she's still alive. So they rush her back to the hospital. And now she is in, they say, delicate but stable condition. And so, obviously, her family is pretty upset. They've already filed a complaint against the doctor who declared her dead.
You think?
Yeah.
That should be the first day of medical school, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How to tell a cadaver from a non-cadaver. Yeah. So now the doctor claims that he tried to revive her, but he was unsuccessful, and that's when he issued the death certificate. So I guess that they said that the reason that she had a condition that's called catalepsy, which is, I guess, like an epileptic seizure, but instead it makes your whole body go rigid, and that's why they thought she was dead. But again, wouldn't a doctor know that? But that's just a side effect
of the condition.
What about breathing?
I mean, there's got to be breath, whether you're rigid or not. I mean,
well,
I'm no dummy, but I like to take a mirror to all my cadavers just to make sure it doesn't
fall. Good for you. Yeah. Congratulations. The risky business department is full of different distractions. There's a study out today. Now, this shows that we really are kind of getting away from the coronavirus a little bit here and there. The dashboard touch screen that you have in your car. You have it in your car. I have it in my car. Most everybody has one of these. If the car is, 10 years old? How far back do these touch screens go? Maybe longer than 10 years.
Kind of thing. I don't think touch screens. So, like maybe 5 or 7 years is when it became mainstream.
Okay. So a lot of people playing while driving the car. And apparently this was enough of a reason for the Automobile What's a Society to do a study. The study suggests that using a touchscreen when you ought to be watching the road, 5 times more distracting than being drunk, 6 times more distracting than using your text. Though if you're, the whole thing about don't text and drive, or you're going to get arrested in certain states, at least you get a ticket if you text and drive. Well, what are they going to do about the touchscreen? Because now the automotive manufacturers have put everything up there. If you want the heat on, you got to hit the touchscreen. Want to listen to the radio? You got to hit the touchscreen. If you want to do anything, you got to hit the touchscreen. So if it's distracting, who the hell came up with this idea of having a touchscreen instead of a button here and there that you can use to turn things on?
Unless they assumed that everyone would have a passenger, but that's, I don't know.
No, well, I never have a passenger. I have a dog in the car with me. That's it. But I understand what they're saying, because I find myself being, especially when I'm listening to, if it's serious, I'm bumping between the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, or Howard Stern, or something like that. And you got to look at the screen.
Do you have your favorite channel set up, though,
yes.
So at least it's one touch?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I do have that, yeah. But still, I can understand that this could be a very dangerous thing.
Part of the problem, too, is the, because I have that in my car as well, but the steering wheel controls don't really do everything. And that's part of the problem.
Look at the steering wheel.
Easier than reading a screen, but it's the steering wheel controls don't do everything that you want it to do. What it really needs, every car needs to have voice-activated controls. And that way you go, whether it's Hey Siri or Alexa, whatever it is, you just say, play the 50s and then play Howard Stern, and you flip back and forth. That's the only way that cars will be a lot safer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. All right, next up.
We're heading. I mean, you can do that now if you hook your iPhone up to your car. You can do that. It's just not, it's a little bit clunky.
Who besides me thinks this is a good idea? The Mexicans, without any prompting from us apparently, have emptied their migrant centers in the past week. They've emptied 65 different detention centers where people who have come up from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, where there are thousands of people who are there waiting to get into America. Can you imagine the balsam it takes to come up and I'm going to charge my way into America, but it was last week, the week before, that the border was shut down, period, end of story. Nobody comes in, that's it. So the Mexicans don't know how to handle all of this stuff. The National Migration Institute there took the reins and sent all these people back to their countries. And this is something that should have been done a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned. But this, the COVID thing, if it's done any good, has cleaned out these crowded facilities, and these people have been sent back to where they came from. Not that it's good for them to have to go back to what they went to, but, you know, enough is enough of this stuff. Now, so that's my opinion. Anybody else got anything to say?
Well, I obviously have a lot more compassion for the people who are fleeing.
I'm not about
compassion.
Yeah, I don't. It's not my job. We're taking care of ourselves.
As an American, I feel compassionate towards immigrants.
I don't feel uncompassionate. I just think there's a limit to what and the way this has been handled. Go ahead, Jennifer.
And certain people deserve the compassion, and certain people are trying to come in here and be opportunists, and they're jumping the line.
I
feel compassion for people who came the right way, who were escaping their own bad situations and still did it the right and legal way. So I think you can be both. You have to be pragmatic in the fact that the country cannot sustain all of these people, especially when everybody's at home and no one's working. 60% of L.A. County is out of work right now. That's where I live in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
If 60% of Los Angeles is out of work, and then when we start to lift some restrictions and we start hiring people back, are they going to be prioritized over people?
Well, that's
who
what
are
the farming
here?
Community is doing. Farming community is going into the unemployment office and saying, okay, I got somebody from a bar looking for a job. You got somebody who was whatever it may have been the job before, working in a restaurant. We go work for them on the farm. Here we go.
Well, and that's fine. And it's just going to be a matter of, to answer Jen's question, it's going to be a matter of will employers choose to hire properly documented people or will they choose to pay cash
for
the table?
We're in such a mess right now that the businesses that are going to even reopen to begin with, because I believe there's going to be a huge amount that are just going to have to go under. The people that do, if someone says, hey, I'll do this job for $8 an hour instead of 15, you know, can you blame these people? Yes, there needs to be personal responsibility. I agree. But if it's the difference between staying in business and going out of business, I don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to be desperate for sure. Speaking of family workers, my American Family Farmer show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com has a focus on the Chinese and why we're giving aid to them. That's the question, the current podcast, focusing on a couple of Chinese-owned producers here in America and how it's impacting American family farmers and what you eat. So if you want to get an answer to the question, and maybe you don't even know we're giving aid to the Chinese that own Smithfield Foods, the pork producer, have asked the government for a bailout of millions of dollars because they're going broke. Why are we doing that when they caused the problem? That's the discussion among many different discussions we have in the most recent American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, how many have seen the new Sea Face face mask? Royal Caribbean Cruises is trying to trademark their face mask so that people can have something they're supposed to focus on. There's probably not a better place to get something like coronavirus than on a cruise. So Royal Caribbean has created Sea Face. You can just Google that. If you're nervous about the potential spread of viruses on board, Royal Caribbean says, wear this mask. You'll be just fine.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't like how that sounds.
Yeah, 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After now, time for our weekly visit with Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler spells his name K-R-A-P-P-E-R. No, that's the other guy. It's K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R. That's very German, I think, Tommy, isn't it? Wouldn't that be a German
spelling? Germany.
Germany.
It used to be spelled, I think, with that umla letter.
Umla.
A and the double
over
dots.
The A? Yeah, right. Okay.
Generations ago.
Here he is. The expert when it comes to things going on in your home. People call me all the time or send me emails. Who do I get or who do I listen to who can help me get to the bottom of this problem at home or that problem at home? The Money Pit Podcast has been ranked number one as the best home and garden podcast of all time. Can you imagine that? The podcasting event of the century, of the millennial. This is better than anything you've heard on a podcast for at least 1,435 years. Fabulous. The latest episode, number 1987, focuses on do-it-yourself landscape stuff. So what do we do to make our homes have instant curb appeal if we're going to sell them, or maybe even if we're not going to sell them?
Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy them. That's right. Yep, we've got some great garage storage ideas and more. So you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn.
All right, so John is a listener to this program who has a problem with his daughter's playground. He painted it a couple of years ago, but the paint keeps chipping off. I have that with a little PlayStation that I built for my grandson. What is it that we're doing wrong, Tommy?
You know, painting plastic is tricky. It's a lot different than painting anything else. And even when you purchase the products, there are some spray paint products out there that claim to be able to be used as sort of a paint and primer for plastics. I think if anything that has to be, you know, fairly durable, like swing sets, it's not really a product that you can rely on. the challenge here is adhesion, right? You have to have the paint that sticks to the surface. So there is a product that it's not all that well known, but it's very available. And it's a type of primer, Doug, called a high bond primer or a bonding primer. Think of it as the super glue of primers. And basically what this product does is it sticks to the plastic surfaces, and it sticks really, really well. You have to do a bit of a prep. With the plastic surface, you should clean it, of course, and then you should scrub it with like a Scotch pad, one of those green pads that you use for Teflon pans and such.
Right.
Because it roughs up the surface just enough, and then you clean it off again. You apply this bonding primer and let it dry, and then you can paint over it. So the way primer works is primer sticks to the surface, and then this paint sticks to the primer. So with the right primer on there and the right prep, this paint can be extremely durable, even on a surface that's going to get a lot of wear or tear, or even a surface that's fairly flexible.
Could you use it on concrete? Would it be that good to bond concrete?
You can use
concrete?
A bonding primer on anything, yeah, but you don't have to use a bonding primer on concrete. There are other ways to treat that. But if you wanted to paint, say you want, I get this question every once in a while, and I'm not crazy about this, but people love to do it, and that is to paint ceramic tile because they're tired of like their bathroom colors and such. You know, if you wanted to do that, you would need a bonding primer, and that's what that product is for. Or if you wanted to paint a countertop, you know, anytime you want to paint a hard plastic surface like that, or guys that are doing a lot of car work, you know, a lot of collision repair work or restoration work,
right,
they'll need to paint plastic parts, and the way that paint sticks is with the help of bonding primer,
right, as opposed to help as Bondo and Bonding, two different
things. That's a different product. Yeah, Bondo's like a filler. Yeah,
exactly. Jake is a listener. He's got some cracked plaster walls. He's trying to fix them with paper tape and even nylon tape, but the cracks keep coming through. What's he doing wrong?
So, when you have plaster walls and you want to fix that crack, you have to address the underlying source of the crack, which is the fact that the plaster loosens up. The way plaster works, the plaster walls were built, was there were wood sticks called lath, and the wet plaster was pushed into the lath and got behind it and sort of grabbed onto it.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they would use horsehair to kind of reinforce the plaster. But when it cracks, you have this loose section, right? So what you have to do, Jake, in this case, is there's a neat little tool called a plaster washer. It looks like the size of a regular washer, but it's got holes in it. And you screw it into that seam where the crack is, and it's like a clamp. And it pulls those pieces into the lath. If you were to secure that chunk of loose plaster with the plaster washers first, then you can tape and spackle over it. Then that plaster piece is not going to move anymore, and you won't get it to form a crack.
Aha! All right. Also, you go to moneypit.com to sign up for the newsletter. This week, how to hang pictures without totally screwing up your walls. It sounds like a good and important tip. We're always hanging a picture, don't we? Check it out, moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.